All right, now that Craig is here, we're going to figure this out. We're going to figure out who starts this podcast right now. Right now.
I feel like you're leading into me starting the podcast because you're not saying hello.
I haven't said it. We have to decide right now because this is our like ceremonial episode zero. We got to figure out who starts this.
00000.
Like alpha zero.
Like prototype? How they're gonna,
yeah, like super prototype.
Super prototype.
Like as prototype as you can get with any of the Gundams. Prototype. So we're going to count off from five. And if we say it at the same exact time, we're going to go with it.
Okay.
Five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
Two. One.
Hello.
Good evening, Internet.
Already off to a great start. Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. My name is John.
And I'm Nico.
And this is our podcast where we discuss the Gunpla hobby, the Gundam hobby, anime, games, and more.
And more. I'm really excited about this.
The more you know. I'm also super excited about this.
I can't even begin. Like, we've been figuring things out. We're trying to do new things. And look at where it brought us. Like, just from meeting in Anime Boston, we're coming together today and we're starting something cool. Like, who doesn't want to talk about Gunpla and, like, the Gundam universe and, you know, learning a thing or two about the hobby? And the fact that not only can we talk about the hobby, we can also talk about things that are side to the hobby or they add to the hobby. Maybe it could be just random, but hey, hence why. Name drop. 3, 2, 1.
Gray the gray area.
So...
Yeah, I fully agree. I think we nailed the name on the head as far as being able to talk about Gundam itself, because we both have a strong passion in the hobby and everything that's related to it. And there's so much we can talk about when it comes to Gunpla. But I also feel that, you know, there's other things we might want to talk about as well. Video games, other video games, other pop culture things that we feel like discussing. All important, all possible in the gray area.
Mind blown. So now that we're here at this moment, you know, what is Gunpla? What are we going to be talking about, and how can we describe what this would be if you're, you know, not only are you joining us for the first time, either interested in the hobby or have never heard the hobby before. So what is Gundam and Gunpla?
Well, I know what Gunpla is. It stands for Gundam, or it's a combination of two words. So it's Gundam, hence gun, and then Pla, which is Playmo, which is plastic model. So Gunpla would be the two of those combined. As far as the Gunpla plastic models, they are all snap-built pre-colored, which makes me love them, because all I have to do is cut out the pieces and put everything together. There's no painting required unless, of course, you're a tryhard and you want to. I'm talking about you, Nico.
Sweaty.
My man's sweaty with his Gunpla building. And Gundam comes from a real robot, right?
Yep, it is a real robot genre that kind of like separated itself from the super robot comings of, you know, Big Mazinga and a few others in that time. So released in 1979 with 39 episodes, Mobile Suit Gundam. And this was the intro to a different kind of anime with the backdrop of war and conflict. And it's in space, but but not like your average typical, like, I am going to be fighting aliens. No, it's more about fighting against the own superhuman series, like these superhuman people, and there's usually two adverse sides, and there are so many different generations, hence why in Gunpla there are so many different model kits, and you have pretty much any flavor that you want. It expands into some movies, it expands into OVAs, box sets, you know, and this is kind of the only series that I know of that already has merchandise at the release of a new, you know, a new universe. So being able to build and interact with these models in this kind of way is so cool. And that's why with the gray area, we want to talk about things that, you know, could interest the hobby, where can you pick things up, things like that of the sort. And they mesh together so well that you could be building for, you know, a year, or you could be building for 18 of them. So you pick up a couple of things here and there. So, John, how long have you been building?
A year and a half.
A year and a half.
Yeah, a year and a half. And that's the other thing, too, is like, you know, I think I love Gunpla so much because if you're not interested in watching the anime, you don't have to. I've only seen one show out of the what feels like thousands out there, and I know there's not that many, but it feels like it to me, being so new to the hobby. But I just buy the kits because they look cool, and it is awesome to me. Like, it just, I got these little robots that I can display all over my house, and I just that's why I like it, you know. I haven't seen a bunch of the anime. I'm interested in watching it because, like, obviously I want to see the suit in action, so to speak. But yeah, year and a half I've been in this hobby, and, you know, I feel like I'm still a beginner, and I have a lot to learn, and I'm excited, very, very excited.
I remember those days. I would, like, save all of my my allowance money, and I would go to this this Japanese indoor mall area in, like, San Jose, California, called Mitsua, and there was a little shop, like, after you get all your groceries or whatever, right? It's kind of like H Mart, but like West Coast H Mart. And there's this little boutique that sold Gundams. So I had been watching the anime first, before I transitioned into the hobby. So I've been building for about 18 years, and I started building when I was 13. I'm turning 32 next month. Actually, tomorrow it would be exactly 2 weeks. Yeah, oh my gosh, which means it increases to 19 years. I picked up a couple things along the way, and I remember starting off building the Wing Gundam. It was the proto version with that turns into a bird, but I was cutting it out, and I built it in the Philippines, and I was like, I was in the Philippines building this on a trip with my dad. Back, and what a ride that was. That was when everything just unlocked for me, that, you know, I loved Legos at the time, you know, and, like,
I'm glad we share that,
you know, right? Like, I think I stopped after, like, Bionicle.
Oh boy. Like, you've been out of it for a while.
Dude, I've been out of it mad. Like, I still remember Toa Tahu and all of those, like, games that they had with all of them. There was, like, that combination gimmick, right? So you have that going from Lego Technic, and then all of a sudden this whole world of snap built plastic and just metallic stickers with, like, mechs that look real, that, like, could exist, like, that could actually exist.
Yeah, I mean, we do have a couple life-size Gundams around the world, so see, I mean, nobody can pilot them yet, but, you know, give it a couple of years time, and I'm sure that'll happen. But kind of bouncing off of what you said, I feel like, you know, everybody remembers their first kit. I mean, for me, it was also, believe it or not, I had built the high grade RX-78-2 as my first kit. My second kit quickly after was the Wing Gundam. I was just perusing the shelves of Target, and Target had them. So for anybody that's new to the hobby, go to your local Target, I guess, and just pick up a kit and build it and see if you like it. But I agree. I love Lego. Love Lego. But my issue with Lego is that I'm an adult now, and Legos are expensive. And
dude, Legos are so expensive.
Legos are so expensive. And you want to know what happens when I spend $30 on a Lego, Nico?
You get in trouble.
It gives me an hour of joy, if that. Because it's so quick to build. Whereas Gunpla, because it's more intricate, and because there's more pieces typically, and because you have to take more time cutting out the pieces, I feel like a $15 kit, let alone a $30 kit or a $40 kit, but a $15 kit for Gunpla will get me at least 3 to 4 hours of build time. And that's if I'm rushing through it, so to speak. If I'm taking my time, sanding everything, double cutting, definitely a good half a day project on a kit. And I love Lego, but I gave up Lego for Gunpla, mainly because space, you know, it's a lot easier to fit a small, about 6-inch tall robot on your shelf than it is to fit an entire corner of a shopping plaza or something like that, whatever Lego has nowadays, or the coffee table size Millennium Falcon.
The Titanic.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, not gonna lie, I still want it. But
no, I think the expensive kits are beautiful, but I could never spend that much money on plastic. I've spent a lot of money on Gunpla plastic, but
it's nowhere in, like, it's like fractions in comparison to like
to
a Lego kit. My God.
Like, take the Millennium Falcon for instance, $800 kit, but I could probably buy
like
16 master grades with that.
If that,
depending on the master grade you buy, because some are cheaper than others.
And it could even be a Verkoff for like $30.
Yeah.
Like it could be one of those white box kits, right? Which, again, we'll go over all of these in like later episodes, but it's this cool. Like, we're talking about this, like, this is kind of like, this is what we nerd about all the time. Like, do you, like, when we were talking about games earlier, like, it was no joke. There was like an SD Gundam version that just got released on Switch, and it looks awesome. And then Gundam Revolution.
It's like, what, 2 days away for me at least?
Yeah, 2 days away. 2 days away. And like, who doesn't want to play a Gundam inspired, you know, like 5-on-5 Overwatch?
Yeah. And the best part is they look like the models. Like, it looks like what you would build. They didn't go all fancy with the graphics and try and make it look different. No, like, it looks like a snap built kit as far as the graphics are involved. And I think it's going to be awesome. Yeah. This game plans to unlock in approximately 1 day and 23 hours till I can play. And I am sure on future episodes we will be playing, we will be talking about it. As Gundam is awesome. Gundam is life. And that's why we want to share the hobby with other people. And that's really why we're making this podcast, to hang out as friends, but to also introduce this world to tons of newcomers to the hobby, mainly because it's awesome and we just want to share our passions with you. And even if you've been a builder for, I don't know, 18 years like Nico or longer, if you've been building since 1979 when the first Gundam came out, you know, we hope that you can tune in, hang out with us, enjoy the talk, interact with us. Like, you know, that's what we're here for.
And like, to think that, you know, all of this, you can also learn a couple of things too. I build a lot, and like, actually right now I'm piecing together a leg of an RG Strike Freedom and RG Freedom. And, you know, it's something that you can do amidst other things. It's now become like a in-house kind of like name. Like, people build together on these things. So there may be opportunities to have like build and chill and like get a chance to chat with us live, you know, see what we're doing, see what our desks look like, and we can definitely tell you like what tools we use, how do we use them. Are you looking for like, you know, beginner's tips, intermediate's tips, advanced tips, tips on tips on tips, right? Like, we, this is the spot.
This is the spot.
This
and
is
like
the spot.
Again, first month of content coming out is going to be all related to Gundam 101, so to speak. So we're going to be talking about tools you need. There isn't a lot. When I first built my first kit, I had a pair of nippers. That was it. Basic entry level Bandai nippers, and a $15 kit. And I don't even think it was 15. I think the high grade RX-78-2 was $12. I think all in all, that was $18, 20, like less than $20 to get into this hobby. And then it scales with it scales with your enjoyment. Exactly. You can build a kit with just nippers. Yeah, but there's more that goes into it, and we'll talk about that. We'll talk about differences in kit, high grade, SD, master grade. What am I missing? Perfect grade. Entry grade.
What, we got so many nowadays.
I know, it's like
it was so streamlined back in the day, and then all of a sudden we're like MGEX.
Yeah, MG Verka. There's so perfect grade unleashed. Yeah, there we go. I was waiting for the sound effect. But yeah, no, like it is definitely a little bit more not streamlined, but it, you know, they all kind of follow the same rules and stuff like that. I think the thing that always gets me messed up nowadays is like the full mechanics line, because I'm like, I built a master grade, and it's like, no, I didn't. I built a full mechanics. This is 1/100 scale, but like the detail in some of those kits and like the posability, you would think it's a master grade, but it's not.
No.
Or like no grades. No grades confuse me too. It's like, okay, it's a 1/100. It's a little bit better than the high grade, but it doesn't have a grade.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of like Bandai.
It's kind of like that that middle child.
Yeah. Right. Like
you're not good enough to be a full mechanics kit, but then you're also like, you're not the gold standard either. Like, yeah, you're not a master grade.
Like, yep. Like, what
are you at the dinner table?
Yep. Redheaded stepchild. Right there. That's awful. No grades. Calling it now.
So I'm sure listeners are already pretty excited at this point. So when are we going to be posting?
So weekly. Weekly.
Yup. Weekly.
Plan will be
get us
at least 3 a month. So every week, at least say 45 minutes to an hour long. And then at the That's end good. Of the month, it all leads up to,
build and chill
questions and answered, etc. So end of the month live stream with me and Nico, where you can tune in, watch us, hang out with us, see what we're working on, see what we're talking about, etc. So you know, wherever podcasts are available, and then I believe our live streams will be available via Twitch and YouTube at the same time, which are both very easy for anybody to access nowadays. So yeah, I mean, weekly podcast of us cheerful people telling you about this amazing hobby that we're involved in, which is awesome. And I definitely recommend everybody to pick it up at least once to try it out.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe you start with your first, then it becomes 3, 7.
Then you 20. Have a backlog.
And then you start having a backlog. And for all of you hobbyists who know what a backlog is, I know you're giggling right now, because my backlog, even after 18 years, is obscene, girl.
Yeah.
Obscene.
Nico's backlog is so big that he gives me kits to lessen the weight of his backlog.
You are literally carrying me right now.
Like, yep.
It's both wonderful, and also I'm like, this is also wonderful that, you know, someone who, like, I grew to be friends with just from meeting once, and like it's felt like I've been friends with him forever. And it's like, sure, like grab a kit. You need tools?
Here, have a perfect grade.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Like $180, like $100 kit, whatever, fine.
This perfect grade needs a home. Have a perfect grade. Which was my first perfect grade build, by the way. Thank you. It's still it's on a shelf on my desk, and it's beautiful.
So big. But
it is very big. The Kshatriya you gave me. Oh, that's also
so
very
big.
It's so big.
So big. You're just so big.
And that's the thing too, is even the big Gunplicates, they're big, but they're not unwieldy. They're not coffee table size.
They're like $20. Do you remember when Legos were like $20 for a set?
And you'd get hours of enjoyment out of them.
Hours.
Not.
And then you get it. You do $20, and it's like nine inches tall, with like a 14-inch wingspan. What? Where? What other hobby do you know you can get that much variance in kits?
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is like, there are people out there that only build high grades, or only build master grades, or only build the real grades, or everybody builds a collection of different grades. And I think that's what's awesome about Gunpla, is like, it extends to how much you want to put into it. If you only want to spend less than $20 on every kit you buy, you could still be building for years before you run out of kits. And even then, they're going to be producing more kits because they're making new animes. And as Nico mentioned earlier, the merchandise is available at the anime's launch. So you'll never run out of kits to build. Mm-hmm. I still get excited about kits that I haven't built yet. And I've been in the hobby for 1.5 years, and I know I have a lot of ground to catch up on. And I know I don't pronounce all of the names correctly, but I'm talking about you, Turn A, aka Upside Down A Gundam. But hey, you know what? That's you read the box, okay? The box is an upside down A. It doesn't say turn A. It's not a right side up A. It's an upside down A. And it was a cool kit, and I loved it.
Mustachio Furioso. This kit has a mustache.
It does have a mustache. Its V-fin is a mustache, and it's amazing, and I love it. And it's very curvature, which some kits have, some kits don't. This kit had, and I loved it. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. And like, I feel like Nico brings a lot to the table because he's been in the hobby for so long, and he's got tips and tricks that are a little bit more advanced than mine. And I bring a lot to the table because I've only been in it for 1.5 years, and you know, I'm here now, and I'm hooked, and I want you to get hooked too. And I feel like we're gonna say that a lot during this first month, but please join our hobby. Like,
you don't know what you're missing. I mean, like, if we're thinking about food, right? We think about food. Try it before you say no. This is something you need to try before you say no.
Agreed. And you don't have to be a nerd. Like, they have, and that's the thing, right? Bandai is obviously who mainly makes the Gunpla kits. And there's other companies out there too that make other types of kits. But like, who doesn't like Pokemon? You know what Bandai makes? Pokemon Snap Build model kits. They make Gunpla Pokemon. Who doesn't want that? Hello Kitty? They got Hello Kitty Gunpla kits, and those are cool too. Trying to think of other major brands that Bandai's work with. Cup noodles. You like cup noodles? They got a Gunpla kit for that, and that was a good build. PlayStation, Sega.
Oh, the Sega kit was gorgeous.
Yeah, they have tons, and you know, you pick something you like, and Bandai might have a kit for it. And if Bandai doesn't, then I can't remember how to pronounce it. The one with the K.
Kotobukiya.
Yeah, Kotobukiya might have a kit. There's other kits out there. There's for us Americans, there's Transformer Gunpla kits that look really cool. A little bit more pricier than Gunpla, but look really cool. I would love to get licensing. Someone. I know.
Licensing is the thing that kills everybody.
And then what else? There was another type of kit I was thinking of.
Frame arms. They got everything. They even have Digimon. Of all the Digimon? Ugh, and they're gorgeous.
Zoids.
But see, like, I've watched both as an anime. And when I really think about it, the one that hooked me the most was, like, obviously Zoids, but like actually building a War Greymon was magical.
I haven't built it like, kits yet. Someday I'll pick up.
You are missing out.
Someday. Batman.
Oh, dude, Batman. In October, you know what they're releasing? Iron Man and Captain America.
We're getting October. A Bandai Iron Man kit.
Yeah, Iron Man and Captain America, bro.
Forget about Captain America. Like, I love America's ass as much as the next guy, but come on. Iron Man? that's going to be cool. I'm excited. I'll get both. But Iron Man? What else? Oh, and Star Wars, for all you Lego fans out there that love the Star Wars kits, because I know that's like, I would say probably at least 75% of Lego fans love Star Wars, right? There's Star Wars Bandai kits, and you can build those, and they're two scale, I believe.
They are two scale. They were made. Bandai got the rights to the entire Star Wars like division, essentially, with like all of the different ships and everything like that. They are free to print it as they please. It's wonderful, and I built some of them. The Imperial Star Destroyer was wonderful. Millennium Falcon, also wonderful. There's also a perfect grade, like big.
I built
like,
the
$400.
A TIE fighter.
It's amazing. I'll do the TIE fighter. It was an amazing build.
And if you like figures, Bionicle fans, I'm sorry for your loss, but there is also figures available as well for like Mandalorian and Captain Phasma and Boba Fett. You can build those as snap models and have those displayed on your shelf as well. So lots of cool things in this hobby, and it only keeps on getting better.
Yeah, so do a Google search on this, like when you have an opportunity, just do Gunpla, G-U-N-P-L-A, that is G-U-N-P-L-A, and Whole New World. We're gonna get a copyright strike.
Maybe.
Intro episode, we're already getting a copyright strike. Look at how we go.
Oh, we're doing great already.
Intravenous shots into the vein, like the vein here.
But yeah, so you know, this is it. This is our episode zero, and be sure to tune in soon for episodes 1, 2, and 3, which will be posted weekly, and we'll be talking more into this hobby and what it's about and what you need and the differences between what is Gunpla, Gundam. Like, we'll go more in depth in that. We'll go more in depth into the grades of the kits, tools you need, if any. Not a lot if you're just starting out. Like I said, pair of nippers and a kit and you're good to go. If you get an entry grade kit, you don't even need nippers. Frowned upon by some people, but you don't need nippers. You can push everything out. Mm-hmm.
That's how the Hello Kitty was built too.
Really?
Yeah, exactly how that was. The no glue, no nothing, just pop them out.
Nice.
Yeah, I love, because it was meant to be accessible. But again, everybody, welcome to the gray area. My name is Nico.
My name is John.
And thank you for sortying with us. We'll see you next time.
We will see you next time.